The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
The hospice nurses, they said they thought that she was going to die in the next few days. And they said, we're going to have to move her at least to hospice because she didn't have any, she wasn't able to communicate or anything. Within a few weeks, she was talking again. Her personality was back. Her mind was back.
Dr. Don Colbert helps us enter the healthy brain zone and fight memory loss, dementia, and Alzheimer's with the food we eat. Next on Life Today.
Welcome to Life Today. I'm Randy Robinson. You know, we call this Wellness Wednesday because we know that you are interested in your health, and we are too. And so we try to cover a lot of different areas, body, mind, and spirit, the whole man that God created. And today we're going to focus on a particular part of the body that is very important, and that's the brain. And I know that many of you have had to deal with situations. I know I've had to deal with extended family members who suffer from things like dementia, Alzheimer's. It can be very difficult, very heartbreaking situation to deal with. But we want to offer you a little bit of hope and encouragement today by giving you some wonderful information. And so we're going to join Dr. Don Colbert. He has a book called The Healthy Brain Zone. Well, what does that mean? He's going to explain it in detail, but I'll tell you, it means that there are things you can start doing today that will improve your brain, possibly even lengthen your life to stave off some of these things. And you can start doing them right now. It's very practical, very helpful, and it's for your wellness. So enjoy today's program. Share it with somebody if you know that this is a situation they're dealing with, and learn right now from Dr. Don Colbert.
We're here for one reason. Okay, I think God is correct. He said two. You're here for me and them, and I'm for them. And I have put the I'm for them in you and Betty and your guests. You're here for them. But we are. And I want to tell you something. I want to help you. I've got a doctor here who can help all of us. He's been doing it for years effectively. Not wishful thinking. Many times miraculous reality. I want to help you with the mental deterioration that we're experiencing as we get older. Frankly, when people are very young now, and there are causes of it, but there's also cures. This is the Healthy Brain Zone, reverse memory loss, reduce your risk of dementia and Alzheimer's. This is climbing rapidly. Please hear me. We are losing our friends. Betty lost her mother to it. We've lost close friends. I lost my closest friends to it. We've got closest friends, spouses right now that have it. They don't know what's going on. We're dealing with and praying with all the kids and the grandkids. So much of this is happening, it doesn't have to happen, and it can be reversed. And we have a doctor here who actually really, really loves his patients the way physicians and doctors and surgeons are supposed to, and many have, and many do. I'm telling you, Benny and I are here because God put a love in our heart for you. Don Colbert is here because of it. Dr. Colbert, you've been here for, just like I tell a lot of my friends, we sponsor your television airtime. But we put on the air what's best. Yeah. And I know you love coming here. I know you're excited because you did something to help your mother, who's 87. And it was kind of almost like a resurrection of the dead. And I don't think you were going to stay there. But you're seeing something happen that you've already even seen do what looked like the impossible. Now you want to tell us some things. And then there are even other things that he's discovering that there is something that you actually put in your system that looks like it is totally indescribably, biblically miraculous. We're going to talk about that in the very near future when we can really illustrate and demonstrate it for you. But here are the cures you believe you put in this book. I want you to take us through this book that is laid out fabulously. And just tell us why this is so big to you, beyond your mother, and why you think this will be so helpful to our viewers.
First of all, it started with my dad. Back over 30 years ago, he started developing dementia. He was in his 50s. He died at 81. He was in a nursing home for over 10 years. He had severe Alzheimer's, where he couldn't even live at home. And then my mother, who worked until she was 82 in a bank full-time, started developing dementia. Now, my father had a genetic cause to his dementia. 25% of us have the genes that cause Alzheimer's, yet very few doctors check. And if you have those genes, don't worry. If you're on the right diet, the right nutrition, then we can prevent it as long as you don't drink alcohol and don't get brain trauma or head trauma. We can prevent it, so no problem. But with my mom, she was dying. Back last year, she was dying. They actually called us and said, hospice nurse says your mom only has a few days to live. She's gone. She had had COVID, and she was literally not eating or drinking, and she was in a comatose state. I told my brother, let's start doing this regimen because I've been working on a book, and I know what works to start turning the brain on. I started giving her these vitamins that lower homocysteine levels. I started, and lots of them. I gave her lots of vitamin D because the vitamin D turns on over 900 genes and helps to repair synapses in the brain. One of the key things I did is I put her on testosterone. Testosterone is a powerful hormone, but in order to get a lot in her, I had to give it an injection.
Yeah.
And so I gave her this injection. My brother, I taught him how to do it, but we started on testosterone injections, a good hefty dose. Testosterone starts to repair neurons and prevent shrinkage of the brain. Also, some is converted to estrogen, and estrogen and testosterone increase the most powerful protein in the body for growing brain cells called brain-derived neurotrophic factors, like Miracle-Gro for the brain, where you start to grow new brain cells, you start to repair old brain cells and synapses. Something absolutely miraculous happened within just a few weeks. The hospice nurses could not believe it. Now, I did a few other things I discussed in the book, but they said they thought that she was going to die in the next few days. And they said, we're going to have to move her at least to hospice because she didn't have any, she wasn't able to communicate or anything. Within a few weeks, she was talking again. Her personality was back. Her mind was back. She was enjoying life, interacting, and just she was back to normal. We couldn't believe it.
Were you basically getting her to do much of what you say in here?
Yes, we were, because we had full control of what she ate and what she drank and what supplement she was on. Now, we were having to mix, open the capsules and stir them up because she couldn't swallow pills. We got her some dissolvable pills that she could take, and we lowered her homocysteine level, which I talk about, which is so important because homocysteine is a toxic amino acid, and I check it on most of my patients now that are 60 and over, because if your level is high, it is causing inflammation of the brain and brain degeneration. Now, the key is this. The lab normal values are between 0 and some labs say 19.2. If it's over 10, you are getting inflammation in the brain and brain degeneration, usually. If you have the Alzheimer's gene or the APOE4 gene, which, by the way, 25% of you have it. If you have it, then you need to get your homocysteine level 7 or below, or else you are inflaming and degenerating your brain. So that was a key thing I did. And I go in detail on how to do it. It's real simple, but most of your doctors don't know this. If you go ask your doctor for a homocysteine level, you'll get the answer and it'll be like 13 or 14. You'll say, oh, your level's normal. It's in the normal parameters. No. If it's greater than 10, you're developing inflammation of the brain, and usually degeneration of the brain. So again, what I did is we combined all of this together, the right diet, because my mom had type 2 diabetes. So she literally chose, unfortunately, Alzheimer's, because most Alzheimer's is type 3 diabetes of the brain or insulin resistance of the brain. The brain is starving for sugar, but it can't get in the brain because the insulin is not, the cells are resistant to the action of insulin. So all I did is I put on a few key nutrients that help to reverse insulin resistance. Her diabetes improved, not meds. I didn't have to use meds. I used mainly nutritional supplements and diet, a special healthy ketogenic type diet that you're taking. And again, my mom had suffered a hip fracture, so she couldn't walk. Mm. So exercise was out of the question. I couldn't do that. But at least we're able to get her a good night's sleep, a comfortable night's sleep. Sleeping is one of the best ways to help the brain. Deep, well-oxygenated sleep on your side. When you sleep with your head on the side, it activates one of the most powerful processes in the body, which is the glymphatic system of the brain. Now, this is the waste disposal system of the brain, where our brain starts to eliminate beta amyloid. That's the goo that causes Alzheimer's, that's associated with Alzheimer's. So deep sleep is important, and intermittent fasting. When you skip a meal, for instance, breakfast or dinner, and you fast for 14 hours a day and eat in a 10-hour window, you unleash a process called autophagy. Your body starts to self-digest and eliminate beta amyloid, the goo associated with Alzheimer's disease. You also boost this powerful protein, brain-derived neurotrophic factor, that starts to repair the brain and restore and renew the brain. And so what happens when you're intermittent fasting and sleeping well and eating a keto diet and then enjoying life and exercising, these powerful things, lifestyle factors, all boost brain-derived neurotrophic factor, which starts to repair and regenerate and renew the brain. It's so easy. Then you combine the nutrients and the hormones, and I talk about what hormones. Hormones are critical.
And when you say I talk about, are we talking about in here?
Yes, in the book.
Yeah, because he's covering a lot of ground. Let's face it, okay? I can talk pretty swift, you know, okay? They're not in the same league. I can't use these words. I don't understand what all they mean. He actually explains them in here. I'm trying to tell you that what you're hearing is rapid fire from somebody who's spent his life trying to get people well. And has given a testimony of a miraculous, like almost a resurrection from the dead, of his mother. When he began to be able to put some of these things very deliberately in place, which she wasn't able to do, they did it for her. You're saying that if we will begin, and you've looked at all this, Betty, you are very fanatical about trying to do what's best. Now, Betty and I told you, it's been how many years ago now that we lost the 25 pounds on keto together? They couldn't believe you lost that because you look like
it's been about three years.
Okay. We've basically stayed there, okay? We've just stayed there. I've had a little fluctuation, nothing ever get a little tiny bit right here. That's the only place. I don't carry fat. I don't allow this spike stuff to go on. And I don't totally stay away from sugar. I'm sorry. Excuse me. And I'm confessing, oh, God. Here's the deal. I'm not letting anything control me like that. I don't want anything in the world to control me but God. And we go through the Bible. He's not angry at you when he loses control. He just loves you. That's what we're sitting here talking about. We're not trying to scold you, beat you up, beat you down, make you feel small, or like you just don't have enough sense to do what's right. That's not what we're saying. We don't know what to do. We don't know what's best. He's trying to help. And he's put in a book. I mean, the man spends a tremendous amount of time not only with patients, he's trying to help them. He's broken all of this down. I mean, you've got, you know, what is going on? Tell you what's happening. The top 10 dementogen, what do you guys say?
Dementogens. Similar to, you see, a carcinogen is a cancer-causing agent. A dementogen is a dementia-causing agent.
Okay, middle dementia.
Such as many fish that are high in mercury, like orange roughy and shark and
How about salmon? We eat a lot of salmon.
Salmon's great. It's low in mercury, especially Alaskan wild-type salmon.
Oh, yeah, that's what we like.
But dementogens are simply mercury, arsenic, lead, cadmium, anticholinergic meds that block acetylcholine in the brain, like
Benadryl.
Again,
you tell what these things you're saying mean in here.
Yes, I go into the key dimensions that I see.
And then you've got healthy brain zone plan. All of this is just amazing here, and I'm telling you, he's actually not only a good talker, he's actually a good writer. And he puts this down for us. Would you say what he's taught us has changed and maybe even saved our lives?
Absolutely. I've got his books at home, and I'll pick them. If I've forgotten something, I'll grab it again, you know, and kind of refresh my thoughts and memory on it and everything. Now I've got one on memory. It will help me.
Praise God.
I'm just sitting here looking at her, and everybody knows I can look at her. She looks like she's going to be 80. I don't even think I look so bad.
You don't.
You know, I was going really downhill until we got to be good friends.
Yes.
I started getting more like Betty. Okay.
But you know, we basically don't eat an evening meal.
We don't.
Can I tell you that one thing? You unleash one of the most powerful healing processes in your body by intermittent fasting. Mm-hmm. But that is one of the most powerful things you can do. I had a patient or a person that I just talked to, a minister from Russia, and he says that he never sees an Alzheimer's patient in Russia. And I said, never. He says, they walk everywhere. And he says, also, what they do is they eat natural foods, but many of them will skip a meal. He says, I only eat one meal a day. Yeah. And he has sharp memory, incredible memory.
This is so different from what the Western way has taught us.
Yes.
It's really the world's way. It's anything but God's. And I got to be honest with you, because I love to eat. I love what tastes good, feels good. You know, understand that? I think the natural appetites are our biggest test,
absolutely.
Our biggest challenge.
Sure.
Not the unnatural appetites. Those are big enough
right.
that you really get sick to get there. But the natural have a tendency to overpower us and overwhelm us. If we can bring them under control,
yes.
then nature begins to work with what God naturally made us to do, and it is miraculous. I mean, Betty and I really, okay, so we're going to be 80. We're not planning on going anywhere, all right? I mean, we're going to heaven.
Yes.
We're already in heaven.
I wish
all of you could understand. I'm living the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven is here in us.
Yes.
Why wait? Let's get started. Why don't we start overseeing God's earth like it's His place, His kingdom? Well, we need to do it healthy. Okay, Doc. Now, we're going to talk a whole lot more in the next program.
But I want to ask you one question. Do you recommend that everybody get that test to see if they have that gene?
I do, especially if they're having short-term memory issues.
Or family history.
Or family history of Alzheimer's or dementia. Please get the ApoE gene test, simple little blood test. We do it every day at my office, and get the homocysteine levels. Mm-hmm. Now, I have a page of all, I have like 4 or 5 pages of all the blood tests recommended, but two of the most important, I would say, is the ApoE gene test and the homocysteine test. Homocysteine, homocysteine level, and ApoE gene test. That's it. The letter E.
Haven't we had the gene test?
When my mother passed away, we did.
Okay.
We both had it, and we did not have the gene.
God.
But can that
You're
change?
Good.
I mean,
no. But you don't. Thank goodness you don't have the gene. 25% of the people in this country have the Alzheimer's gene. 25%. That's huge.
So they need to start dealing with it with a real focus.
Yes, because they need to follow my chapter on ApoE gene. Because if you have the ApoE gene, your cholesterol is usually high. Your sugar's usually high, you develop insulin resistance younger, and you should avoid alcohol or at least minimize alcohol, and you need to avoid head trauma. You should not, and especially your kids, if your kids are doing full contact sports like football, mm-hmm. lacrosse, soccer, or motorcycle riding, or karate, or judo, and have head injuries, they're much more prone to develop Alzheimer's. So I go in a whole chapter on that.
All right, that's a lot of information. Very useful, very helpful. But if that went by too fast for you, I get it. Just pick up this book right here. It's The Healthy Brain Zone by Dr. Don Colbert. And you can get it today when you will help us as we reach out and help others. And, you know, again, the Wellness Wednesday, it's for you. And it's very close to my parents' heart, as you know. My mom referencing losing my grandmother. We can fight these things, and we can win in a lot of cases. We can at least minimize some of the effects, and that's why the Healthy Brain Zone is so important to us to help you. But I got to tell you about a situation where we're fighting right now, a situation where health is a major issue, and not just in people as they age, but especially in children. Across the world, every day, we feed 350,000 children. You may think, how do you do that? Where do you even find that many children? Well, they are spread across several countries, and it moves as the need moves across Africa, mainly sub-Saharan Africa. But again, if the need is there, we try to be there. So it's a program that we call Mission Feeding. We've been doing it for many years. We've seen great success in areas, in fact, with this. But it's cyclical. You know, things happen. Famines occur, conflicts occur that drive people out of their farming land, things like that. And this program has really impacted, we are told, saved countless lives, many of them children. So as we reach out to help you on this Wellness Wednesday, I want to show you an opportunity where you can reach out and help someone else. Watch this.
In rural Africa, when families don't have enough food to eat, it is the children who suffer the most. Sub-Saharan Africa has the highest mortality rate than any place in the world in children under 5 due to the effects of malnutrition. But in the midst of suffering, there are moments to celebrate.
I want you to meet Teresa, this young girl, just a month ago, was in this malnutrition clinic, literally fighting for her life. One of those children where it's just skin and bone, where it's a child that has no life in their eyes, that literally we are doing everything we can to try and save their life. And we knew with Teresa, like so many, that the chances are not always there that we can actually rescue their life. And yet, because of Mission Feeding, because of being there in this clinic, because of reaching Teresa in time, here she stands today, a young girl that is recovering, that is getting her strength back and is able to now continue living life. But there's so many in this country right now that we're not reaching. Children out in the villages, mothers who are telling us that they can't get to clinics, that they don't have food to feed their children, children that look like severe cases in malnutrition clinics that are right out there in the villages. If we're not able to reach them today, their story is not going to end like Teresa's. We need you to do everything you can do. We need the friends of life to open their hearts today and to give the very best gift they can give, because we have to reach more children here in Angola and save their lives.
You know, I love seeing the stories of children that have benefited from the Mission Feeding outreach. I don't know if you noticed, but in a lot of the pictures, you'll see a little building behind the line of children. That's because education, those are school buildings, education is a foundational part of the Mission Feeding outreach. Typically, we feed in the schools. The children go to school, they get something to eat. Well, why do we do that? Because Mission Feeding is not just about meeting the immediate need. It does that, but it's also about building for a future with a hope. And so what we're doing here is a program with vision. Over 350,000 children every single day on average receive that bowl of nutritious soup, and that's just to get them through the day. Oftentimes it's in areas where there has been a crisis, perhaps a famine, perhaps a flood, perhaps displacement from civil unrest, whatever the situation. We go in and hold them over until they can get back on their feet and can continue to build for their future. Now, that's a great thing, I think. A lot of organizations will do this, but let me tell you a key difference. We do it in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, we don't have requirements. If you're hungry, that's really the only requirement to receive that bowl of food. But when you're around people, when you're saving people's lives, they know. They sometimes will ask, and sometimes we have opportunities to go in and preach, just outright preach the gospel to people, but we can always demonstrate it through those works. That's what we're inviting you to be a part of, to be the hands and feet of Jesus, to be the gospel in word and deed, not just to tell people about Christ or tell them about his love, but to show it to the people in need. That's why we want you to be a part of it. The more people participate, the more people are able to give, the more that we can reach. And believe me, the need is there, but I believe the solution is there, and I believe the solution is you. Right now, the situation is critical. Children are dying in clinics, and they don't need to. We need to reach them before they get to that point, before they get to the clinic. We do it through your participation. We do it through $30 that helps feed 3 children for the next 3 months. A gift of $50 feeds 5. $100 will help feed 10. Maybe you can give $1,000 and help feed 100 children just for the next few months. Whatever God has enabled you to do, whatever he's put on your heart to do, I pray that you'll do it right now. Pick up the phone or go online, however you prefer. Make the best gift you can towards Mission Feeding. Know that it will save lives, it will give them hope, it will give them a future, and it will be done in the name of Jesus Christ.
Right now, across the continent of Africa, children are suffering, facing severe malnutrition and even death. Extreme drought and famine putting at risk thousands of lives means we must replenish food supplies immediately to keep feeding 350,000 children and help reach more people in desperate need. Through Life's Mission Feeding Outreach, your gift of love can be an answer to prayer for a hurting and hungry child in their time of need. Call now with your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 to help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for 3 full months. With your gift of any amount, we'll send the Daily Life Devotional Calendar. This perpetual calendar has 365 days worth of scriptures and inspirational thoughts to remind you of the rest you can find in God's loving arms. With your gift of $100 or more, you may request the Light of Life desk lamp. Find comfort and encouragement from Jesus' words in John 8:12, displayed on this standalone acrylic desk lamp, perfect for home or office decor, as a reminder that Jesus is the light of the world. Finally, with your gift of $1,000 or more to help feed and care for 100 children, be sure to request our inspiring bronze sculpture, A Cup of Water. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
I do hope you're going online or going to the phone because you see the need. And as you see the need, I also want you to see an opportunity. You know, the book of James tells us to visit the widows and the orphans in their distress. Scripture tells us not to forget the poor. And that's just not like a duty. That's an invitation to experience what God has for us, in the case of James, to experience pure and undefiled religion. As you reach out today, I want you to know that God's reaching out to you. As you move in obedience, God is blessing you. And if you want Dr. Colbert's Healthy Brain Zone, just request it. But most of all, enjoy being a part of what God's doing, being a part of His kingdom, His representatives here on this earth. We thank you for being with us. We'll see you again next time here on Life Today.
I just want to remind all of you that we do approach the end of the year and the new year, but we have a wonderful time to make year-end gifts, which are not only a blessing to all the people that the gift literally gives life to, but also gives you a break. It's very meaningful. So keep that in mind and just know that we're going to share the life and love of God because of your help.
The officer sent two unarmed men back to arrest you if you preached.
Best-selling author John Bevere, next week.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.